This Tanya, so the sixth day of Nisan, Vav Nisan, is the note, the Ha'ada, in Perek Mem, in chapter 40, and in the lessons on Tanya, it's on page 568. The Alter Rebbe is speaking about how the mitzvahs rise, depending on their kavana or lack of it, to higher worlds, and there it connects either with the Svira or with the world itself. What does that accomplish? What then is the reaction? The Rebbe describes it in the Haggah. Visham, and there in the higher worlds, Neyirum is Gala Gamkein, Yichud Ha'elyein, Hanase B'chol Mitzvah V'Talmud Torah. Although here on earth, that which the mitzvah accomplishes is concealed and hidden from the person who is fulfilling the mitzvah, and only when Mashiach comes will all of that be revealed, but in the higher worlds, that oneness that is created through the mitzvah and through the study of Torah is very much revealed. Shehu yichud mideis av yizbarich. And what is this oneness caused by the mitzvah? It is the oneness of God's emotions, divine emotions. When the emotions stand apart, when each emotion stands separate from the others, then kindness demands kindness, but severity demands severity. When they're brought together, and the chlolis, they fuse into each other, then the severity itself is sweetened by the kindness. Through this beneficial effect that comes through the act of a mitzvah, that reveals itself intensely above, bisarusa delasata, as a result of the arousal below. Because a person roused himself to do a mitzvah or study Torah, he asiyas hamitzvah esek ha-Torah shebehem elu b'shvatzen elyin esek baruchu, and in this Torah and mitzvahs, there is a presence of the divine will, of God's will, that causes a reaction and a response above, b'sadusa d'latata, as a result of this arousal below. We have an arousal above in that the divine attributes merge. So although this is true in the divine attributes in all the worlds, all four worlds, but primarily, mainly, it is in the world of Atzilus itself. There, in the world of Atzilus, there are the emotions, the divine attributes, in their essence, the original attributes, and there they are united with God Himself, and there also God's will in its original form is revealed, and it's only a glimmer of the divine will of Atzilus, and the divine attributes of Atzilus that reveal themselves or show themselves in the lower world, in Briya, Yitzira, Asiya, B'chol Eila, Mehem, Lefi, Ma'ilosi, in each world according to its rank, according to its level. V'av, Shenefesh, Adam, Ho'esik, B'teiro, Mitzvazu, Eino, Me'atzilus, and this is true even if the person who is doing the Teiro and the Mitzvaz, his neshama, his nefesh, is not from the world of Atzilus. Yet the divine will that is clothed in this mitzvah, who atzmi, and the divine will is what the person is involved in when he studies the Torah, when he studies the halacha, who elikus ve'edin sev hamaitzel baruchu, shehu retzeini echad, and God and his will are one. So that the mitzvah is godliness itself. And in the divine will, there is the presence of the divine attributes, which are united with him, God himself, so through the revealing of the divine will that is revealed as a result of the study of Torah and performance of the mitzvahs, hein nichlole zu bezu, it affects the emotions as well, in that the emotions fuse with each other, v'nimtokes hagvures b'chasodim be'es rotzin zu. And at this favorable hour, the attribute of severity is sweetened by kindness. And when the divine attributes are fused and the severity is sweetened, it means that the severity, Gvura itself, permits a greater amount of revelation, a greater amount of giving, so that more godliness comes down to the world as a result of the mitzvah and the Torah that a person studies and performs. In the Hayyim Yom for the sixth day of Nisan, the Rebbe writes, Hanasoyin Hera, experience has shown, Asha Kishememat in Bechkidus, that when we speculate less, the Evdim Beseder of the Tekif, and we work in an orderly and consistent manner, Al Pi Hane'ime Shol Torah, based on the pleasantness of Torah, Yimin Mikarevez Vesmel Deicha, which means we draw the other person closer with the right hand, and we rebuke him with the left hand. Azai Peyolim Bevadai. Then we've seen from experience that we are guaranteed to get results. Ubifrad bin yonim ha'ikriyim mi'ikri hadas. And particularly and especially in those matters that are the fundamental basic principles of Yiddishkeit.